Hi everyone, welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today we're gonna talk about dishwashers and specifically looking at dishwashers under $9.99. Now pricing on some of these, you know, in other episodes we've talked about promotions and holidays, they can definitely vary a little bit from time to time, but they're always hovering right about that $9.99, slightly less, maybe sometimes slightly more, but typically $9.99 or less. So we're gonna talk about a few brands here. I'm really gonna look at a Bosch. There's a KitchenAid that we're gonna talk about. There's an LG that's really good in that price point as well. So let's start off. Let's talk about the Bosch, and we're gonna look at the SHE53 model.
Yeah, and this is a new lineup for Bosch this year. They've actually introduced a bunch of new models actually. But the 53 is really a good one. I think it was an improvement just aesthetically. I'll talk on aesthetically. You can talk about the interior feature package, but clean look, exposed control, but pocket style handle, and a really good combination of kind of the monochromatic or the color at the panel itself is pretty seamless.
Yeah, a lot cleaner looking.
And at a price point. And that one generally hovers right around $8.99.
Exactly.
You know, thereabouts. Again, that's where we see that kind of living. But I think it's a great piece. And I think it's important to note in this comment that, or in this category is, we talk about $9.99. Now, in times past, we'd have a $6.99 and maybe under a $3.99. Post-COVID, there's this for a gap.
Yeah.
You know, we see this still where manufacturers reduce SKU offering to be able to produce, and we're still seeing that. And I think that's a good thing because I think too many models are stimulus overload, and what do you pick, right? You could be there all day. So I think the lineup that Bosch has today makes sense, but I think with most brands it makes sense. So you really see kind of that sub $600 dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And in that case, you're buying the cheapest one because there's nothing fancy about any of them. And it's, what do you like and what's probably the best deal you could get? And
at least on this level with the Bosch.
Then you go up here and you're really at $8.99. And up, I feel like that's the mass of the market, but $8.99 to $11.99.
Exactly.
Kind of makes where the meat is.
Yeah, and like with Bosch specifically, you know, when you start talking about the really low end, like their 100 series, that's when you really start to lose critical features, like not a full stainless steel tub. At least when you get to this level here, you know, the differences between this and some of the higher end ones are truly kind of features and options. So like even on one like this, you're gonna get that full stainless steel interior. Yep. You're gonna have the AquaStop technology that's really good if it senses a leak. It's gonna be 46 decibels.
So let's stop there at AquaStop because we use that quick sensing a leak. So it senses a leak and truly shuts off the water.
Exactly.
So the leak goes no further.
Yep, absolutely.
That is what AquaStop is. Yep. It's a really big feature to talk about.
Right, huge. Yeah. And you know, 46 decibels, you know, we get hung up a lot of times on dishwasher decibels, but truly if you're at that 46 or lower, that is considered a quiet dishwasher. Yeah. So this is gonna be quiet. It has a condensation dry, so it's gonna be that true kind of European dry where it kind of uses that really hot water, the hot steam's attracted to the cool stainless steel sides, and that's how it will dry.
Yep.
Like any dishwasher, you know, really critical to make sure you're using a rinse aid or something like that. And then really has some other cool features like a speed 60 wash, not a dry, but a wash in 60 minutes. So let's jump down, let's talk about the KitchenAid a little bit.
So the KitchenAid, I mean, aesthetically, listen, this is a piece that I will say this, KitchenAid is a brand that is in massive need of an overhaul, and they would agree.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're 18 months away, year and a half, you know, which would be 18 months.
Right? So yeah. Listen, let's just see how many ways we can say it.
Yeah, sure. But anyway, my point is in the next year and a half, they're going to launch, I think, some much needed upgrades to the line and updates. But right now, I mean, large part, this aesthetic, this handle, this style has been the same for a really long time. Even the feature pack inside, large part has been the same. But it's also one that is kind of tried and true. The American likes the aesthetic of it, kind of a tubular handle, not so big and massive, it's not polarizing, but it is polarizing in respect of known for like colored caps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, red cap has been its icon. You can change some of these things out.
Yeah, but, the ends,
and then knurled, kind of a knurled handle, which that knurling, you know, it feels good on the hand and it's kind of iconic with premium products.
Yep.
A lot of faucets and cars and finishes have knurling cabinet handles. So I think it's just a kind of a good clean look.
Yeah, for sure.
And this is this one particularly is no buttons on the outside.
Right, top controls.
Top controls, tube handle.
Yeah. And, you know, feature-wise, it's really, for the price point, it has some really excellent features too, like noise level. You know, it's a 39 decibel, which really is going to be one of the quieter dishwashers out there. It's an American style versus the Bosch. It's a European style, so it will have more of a heated dry. Not to say it's going to be necessarily a better dry.
And what else is
dry.
The key difference is a quiz. American mm-hmm. to European. So that Bosch is going to be dead flush Correct. With the standard yep. cabinet.
Yep.
And the American KitchenAid will stick out proud of the Correct. Cabinet. It's an important feature.
Specifically, which also means the racking.
So the racking may be a little bit deeper.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, I think they both load well.
Like,
I think
for sure.
They've figured out how to engineer this racking in a KitchenAid and a Bosch. I don't think one has an advantage. They'll all market it differently. Yeah. I think they're big. I would say this, though. I can't look past or not stress the fact, the importance of the depth of the dishwasher. If you're doing an inset cabinet, you want a European dishwasher. An American's going to look awful in it.
Yeah.
Having said that, too, though, if you're doing an overlay or a full-frame cabinet, it may or may not be as polarizing. Yeah.
Absolutely. So next one, let's talk about LG, which I'd say more on the side maybe of an American.
I can't speak highly enough about how LG has jumped into this category. When we thought about LG, that brand, certainly refrigeration, but you know, laundry built it, at least in the US here, refrigeration for sure. And dishwasher was kind of that thing that it really went along for the ride. Now, not only are they ripping and cooking and just building upon their base of refrigeration and laundry, the dishwasher team at LG has done a phenomenal, phenomenal job. And honestly, looking at some of the things and knowing some of the things that aren't quite out yet that'll be coming, I mean, that brand is like this.
Yeah.
So their dishwasher, we've tested it. It's amazing.
So real quick, too, on the kitchen, I'm not sure if I actually said the model, but we were looking at that KDT 204 series.
Yes.
And then on the LG, we're really looking here at the LDPH 7972.
Yeah.
Really, like you said, phenomenal dishwasher. 1 hour full wash and dry in 1 hour, which you're really not getting anywhere else. You know, if anything, we've seen dishwasher cycles take longer over time as
clean
they become.
Clean aesthetic.
Yep, very clean aesthetic with the pocket handle. Uses a steam wash component as well. So we'll incorporate steam into the wash to kind of get some of the baked on stuff that's dried on maybe a casserole dish or something like that to help kind of loosen up the dirt. Has four kind of separate wash arms coming towards the bottom or wash spots through the arm. So really does a really good job of washing as well. And really good price point at kind of that $999 price point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they are even going higher and lower. And it's just, listen, it's these are all great. I mean, that Bosch is a home run. The KitchenAid's a classic. It's kind of done well and still people like the
look.
I'm excited for the when they reintroduce in a bit. But that LG is just exciting just because it's good. Competition is good and options are good. And there's a brand that just wasn't thought of as dishwashers before.
Absolutely.
And certainly is on that scene and heading in the right direction.
Any other brand we should consider there?
You know, there is one that certainly should make the conversation, and it's a Beko, and in particular, the one that I think is great value is a DUT36. We talked about most of these dishwashers, the Bosch, the KitchenAid specifically, and the LG specifically. We're talking about sitting between $899 and $999 on an average, but this DUT36 Beko, Beko's owned by a parent company called Arçelik Corp. It's a brand that came on strong for us in COVID. It had great availability. European flush, like we talked about, three racks, good aesthetic, clean aesthetic, pocket handle, very clean. And it sits at $699.
Yeah.
Now it does all that too with a 2-year warranty.
Yeah, exactly.
Which everyone else here has a 1-year parts and labor warranty. So a 2-year full parts and labor warranty. $699 and under, it's not even close, but it's actually in the conversation of $699 to $999.
Yeah.
I mean, it really should be in there. So.
Yep. All right. Very good. So that's going to be the best dishwasher sitting under $999.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.